This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. military planners are backing President Trump's calls to protect oil fields in Syria, both from the Islamic State terror group and other potential adversaries. A defense official said late Thursday that the U.S. was working to reinforce the position of U.S. troops still in Syria in coordination with the Syrian Democratic Force partners. In northeast Syria, the official said that the effort would include sending additional military assets to that region. Separately, Syria said Thursday that Turkish forces and their allies had attacked Syrian forces in the northeastern part of the country. Also, the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces said three of its fighters were killed in fighting. The United Nations said Thursday that almost 180,000 people have been displaced since the start of the Turkish incursion into Syria. Ursula Mueller, the Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, told the UN Security Council in New York that 80,000 children are among those who have fled that border.
In the last 2 weeks, almost 180,000 people, including close to 80,000 children, have fled south from the border areas between Turkey and Syria.
All sides have said that they are abiding by ceasefire as they implement a Russian-Turkish agreement that divides up the border region. More than 25 million Californians are under a fire warning for wildfires in both the northern and southern parts of the state. Hot, dry winds are making it difficult for firefighters to battle those blazes. A fire that erupted in Sonoma County, north of San Francisco Wednesday, had already destroyed the entire town. Of about 2,000 county residents were forced to evacuate their homes on Thursday. A gust of up to 97 kilometers an hour could also knock dry tree branches into active power lines and spark wildfires. This is VOA News. One of President Trump's key allies in the U.S. Senate, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, has introduced a resolution to condemn House Democrats for the impeachment proceedings against the president. Graham said 41 Republican members of the Senate are co-sponsoring his bill. The South Carolina senator said the current proceedings are a danger to the presidency.
41 Republican senators and growing is a strong signal to our House colleagues that you're off script here. There's a way to do it, a right way and a wrong way, and you've chosen the wrong way.
The non-binding resolution calls on the House to hold a vote to open an official impeachment inquiry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said such a vote is not necessary under the Constitution and House rules. The impeachment inquiry centers on Trump's decision to withhold $391 million in military aid to Ukraine for several months, while he and some of his aides pushed Kiev to open investigations. Many say to benefit him politically. It is against the U.S. law to solicit help from foreign governments to interfere in a U.S. election. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says that the only way to break Britain's Brexit impasse is a general election, and he will ask Parliament to approve a national poll for the 12th of December. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Johnson said he would ask lawmakers to vote on Monday on a motion calling for an early election. Johnson has been mulling his next move since Tuesday when lawmakers blocked his attempt to fast-track an EU divorce bill through Parliament in a matter of days. Lawmakers said they need more time to scrutinise the legislation, making it all but impossible for Britain to leave the EU on the scheduled date of October the 31st with a deal. The British government has been awaiting the EU's decision on whether to postpone the UK's departure to prevent a chaotic no-deal exit. Zaria Shackley, London.
Joshua Wong, the 23-year-old face behind Hong Kong's ongoing anti-government protest, was once again defiant as he parked himself in front of the city's Legislative Council complex to announce Thursday that he is the only one of 1,000 people running for the 479-seat district council who's yet to be approved. He said he was given no explanation for that move. Wong said that when he visited the Electoral Affairs Commission Thursday to learn more about why he was not approved to run in November 24th poll, he was told that the officer responsible was out sick. In a statement, the commission confirmed that the officer's on sick leave until further notice and would be replaced. Find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.